Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Dry conditions this fall and winter has led to some poor pasture conditions, and the unfortunate wildfires have damaged thousands of acres. Some ranchers will be faced with the fact that breeding season might have to be done in confinement. Extension specialist Carla Wilkie says there's a few key principles that might help you have a successful breeding season.
If we do have to do the breeding season in confinement, I think one of the first things to think about is that it doesn't have to be in a feedlot. It could be on a fallow ground or a residue field or a pasture trap, something of that nature, just not out in the normal pastures, large areas that we usually use. And we may be feeding them a confinement diet. And if that's the case, then that feeding space needs to be about 2 feet per cow or bull, and then about a foot for the calves that are in there with them. This is especially true if we're trying to use kind of a nutrient dense diet so that we can limit feed them a little bit and not go through so much feed. So feeding space becomes very important so that we don't have boss cows and bulls pushing more timid ones around and those not getting enough feed and then maybe not cycling well because they're short on feed. So that's something to think about. Minimum square footage is usually around 500 square feet per pair is recommended. If you have a little more than that, it's great, but gets kind of tight if we go under that. And then an area for calves where they can loaf and get away from the cow and bull activity of breeding. And that helps kind of reduce pathogen load exposure when they have a little area where they can kind of get away from everybody. This may be some opportunity to provide shade or wind protection for the calves as well. So housing considerations like that can be something to be thinking about if this is something we're going to have to do.
Typically, cattle have good feed options this time of year. But Dr. Wilkie points out that might need some nutrition management if in confinement.
So the lactating cow has a huge energy drain that the just gestating cow, you know, pregnant cow that doesn't have a baby already on her, has a much lower need than that cow that's lactating. That's a huge energy drain due to lactation. And what happens to some producers is they just draw out the diet that they are feeding the cows during gestation when the cows are already going into lactation because they don't have anywhere to go with them for green grass. And they understand that lactation requires more energy. And so maybe they up the feed a little bit, but they don't realize how much lactation increases that need. And so the cow can begin to pull on her own body reserves of fat to mobilize enough energy to meet the lactation needs of that for that calf. And then she begins to draw herself down and she doesn't cycle. And so then I've had people tell me, well, breeding in confinement is just a disaster. And that might be part of what they ran into was just that lack of understanding of how much energy lactation requires. And so, you know, UNL Extension is happy to help people develop those diets with the resources they have. But it's critically important that lush green grass quality is what we're striving for to get in that cow in a diet that we're actually mixing for her. And some of that's true for the bulls as well. They're much bigger in size usually than the cows. And so their maintenance requirement is more. And then younger bulls are also growing. And so again, when they're out on grass, they're maybe able to get that energy need. But if we are the ones that are having to provide it for them, then we have to make sure that the diet that we're mixing and feeding them meets their needs as well. And then the intake of the calf is something to consider because normally the calf would be grazing grass and getting their feed that's in addition to milk from that. And now it would be on us to provide.
For more details on this topic, please visit the Beef Watch website at beef.unl.edu. And to hear the entire interview, you can download it from Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.